More concerns have come to light about the health of two young Tamil children in an immigration detention facility on the outskirts of Melbourne. PM has seen a doctor's letter from March this year recommending the family be removed from the Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation and placed into community detention to avoid causing harm to the children. The letter was sent to the Department of Home Affairs, but the family remain in immigration detention despite the recommendation. Connie Agius reports.
Nadesh has lived in immigration detention with his wife and two young children for almost 16 months. He says the family receives some counselling, but medical treatment is often delayed. His daughter, Tarnika, turns 2 next month and has developed health issues.
My youngest daughter is at the age where she develops teeth, but due to vitamin and iron deficiency as a result of being locked in a room without exposure to sunlight, my daughter has decayed teeth.
He says her teeth require surgery. His wife, Priya, says she also has medical conditions that need attention.
I request for help with diabetes or other issues. They only get us to see a general doctor. That's only occasionally. But I haven't had access to any specialists for the last 14 months.
Priya is also worried about her 4-year-old daughter, Kapita.
She has severe mental health issues. When she gets up in the morning, her mind isn't here. She wants to go out and play and do shopping. She's in that mindset, constantly asking many questions. Whatever she asks us in the morning, she repeats it in her sleep and she wets the bed. If anyone comes for a visit, she cries and wants to go out with them.
Australian Border Force, also known as ABF, said in a statement that it strongly rejects claims that individuals accommodated in immigration detention do not have access to appropriate medical care or nutritious food. It says there is on-site primary and mental health clinics with referrals to allied and specialist health providers. PM has seen a doctor's letter sent to the Department of Home Affairs in March this year. It refers to IHMS, the healthcare company that provides services in immigration detention. The letter says the children improved in the areas of sleep settling, behaviour, and appropriate nutritional intake, but
the duration and conditions within detention remain inappropriate for young children and families. The girls do not have access to everyday activities. Their environment is substantially restricted. They have not had opportunities for playgroup. I have provided recommendations to both ABF and IHMS that the family should be placed in the community while their immigration status is resolved, avoiding the cost, impact and harm of held detention on these children and on this family. I would be grateful for your attention to this case, considering and noting the health impact of held detention on child health.
PM contacted the Department of Home Affairs, Australian Border Force, IHMS and Minister Peter Dutton about the doctor's recommendation. The Australian Border Force says in a statement that the department regularly examines options to vary detention arrangements for children in detention environments within the parameters of health and security requirements. It said,
the children have access to activities and services suited to their individual circumstances. But due to the attendance of a number of unidentified adults at a recent off-site activity and concerns for the safety and privacy of the family, alternative arrangements are being considered in relation to external activities for the children.
The couple arrived separately in Australia about 7 years ago. They married and had children in Queensland, but their visas expired, and the Tamil family lost its High Court bid to avoid deportation earlier this month. Karina Ford is the family's lawyer.
The instructions we've received from the minister's lawyers are that there is no immediate decision to remove them back to Sri Lanka until the youngest child's claims have been assessed. What is up for discussion is how that process will be undertaken.
A complaint has been made to the Victorian Child Protection Services. The state's Minister for Child Protection, Luke Donilon, said in a statement that if they receive a report regarding a child in immigration detention, they work closely with Victoria's Department of Immigration and Border Protection to investigate and respond to any reported concerns. Edward Santo is the Commissioner at the Australian Human Rights Commission. He won't comment on the individual case, but says evidence suggests holding children in immigration detention can be problematic.
Immigration detention facilities are not safe or appropriate environments for children. In particular, the research is crystal clear that immigration detention can have profoundly negative impacts on children's health and development, particularly their mental health, but also their physical health.
He says Australia has made progress on the issue.
Under international law, Australia must make the best interests of any child affected by a policy decision the number one priority. But Australia's actually made progress in this issue. So over the last several years, we have significantly reduced the number of children in Australia's immigration detention centres.
The Australian Border Force says it upholds Australia's international human rights obligations by embedding the consideration of the best interests of children into internal procedures and policies. It says external oversight bodies are provided access to detention centres and the department is making arrangements to facilitate access for the Victorian Principal Commissioner for Children and Young People. But for Nadez, he says there's still a big question mark over the future of his family.
It's like being thrown on the high seas. Will that person survive and reach shore or will he die? We're facing a similar situation.
Connie Aegis with that report.